This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for a fairly quick edition of our weekly quick hits. I'm recording this on Sunday of this week, and there's not really a ton, if any, major news in the world of points and miles. A lot of things have come out in the last couple weeks. This seems to be a relatively quiet week overall as of this time of recording. The reason why I'm catching it so early is, as many of you all know who are in our WhatsApp chat or just through the podcast in general, we've got a wedding coming up. This is the week, the calm before the storm. And so next week is actually the wedding, but this will be a very busy week leading up to it. So wanted to get out whatever news I did see, and going to keep this one pretty brief. So in the points world, I think probably one of the most iconic hotels maybe on the planet is finally bookable again with points, and that's the legendary Park Hyatt Tokyo that was made famous in the movie Lost in Translation. That's going to be reopening on December 9th after a massive renovation. It's a Category 8 Hyatt property, which means standard rooms start at 35,000 World of Hyatt points per night on off-peak dates, but most nights are going to, you know, during peak season or regular season, are going to be 40 to 45,000 points per night. Suites start at 61,000 points, and availability there is already pretty limited. This is a great property on its own, but it really matters because cash rates are already topping $700 to $1,000 a night for regular rooms, with suites well over $1,300. So that makes points here one of the best opportunities to get multiples of value on your redemptions in the Hyatt program at this particular stay. Right now, availability is pretty tight for the month of December. There are more open nights in January and February. So if this is a property that has been on your bucket list, or I just put it on your bucket list, you're going to want to jump on it pretty quickly before award space disappears. I think a lot of people, as they're planning their flights or trips to Japan on points, are going to definitely try to get a stay in at this location. So this one's a little random, but I think it's interesting to point out, especially as more and more people are getting city points. And that is, if you're a NASCAR fan, there's a redemption option that you don't want to miss, because Choice Privileges is offering VIP NASCAR Cup experiences starting at just 50,000 points. And they include way more than just tickets. The packages cover races in Las Vegas, Talladega, Martinsville, and come with two VIP passes, a pit road and team transporter tour, a meet and greet with the pit crew and drivers, plus pre-race hospitality with food and drinks. So overall, a pretty good experience. And I think they're trying to curate more of these outside of the NASCAR world as well. But the kicker of this is that you can transfer city or Wells Fargo points to Choice at a 1-to-2 ratio, which effectively cuts the cost in half. And while cash prices for these types of experiences is kind of tough to pin down specifically, you're likely going to be paying well over $500 per person for something similar. So I think you would actually have this experience and could likely get 2 cents per point on your points for this type of experience. Now, the catch is that these are auctions and bidding has already started, but in the past, I've actually seen some go for their opening bid. So if NASCAR is your thing, this could be a great way to use your points for an unforgettable stay, or unforgettable day, I should say, at the track. There are a number of city and other transfer bonuses that are available right now as we speak that will be live as of this podcast going live and going into the month of October and beyond. Before I mention them, I do want to bring your attention, if you weren't aware, that on the Boldly Go website, we have probably one of our more popular pages just from organic searching on Google, is our transfer bonus calculator. So if you hear about a transfer bonus and it's not a very simple math where it's a 50% bonus and a 1-to-1 ratio, but it's a 30% bonus on something that is a 1-to-2 ratio or 2-to-1 ratio or whatever it may be, you can use the transfer bonus calculator on our website to help the math be a lot easier for you. Because City has just rolled out some awesome transfer bonuses that are good through most of October that you're possibly going to want to take advantage of if you have a stash of City Thank You rewards points. So right now, there's a 40% transfer bonus to Qatar Privilege Club Avios, a 50% transfer bonus to Turkish Airlines, 30% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic, and 25% transfer bonus to Avianca Life Miles. Again, all of those are from City, and all of those go through October 18th, with the exception of the Qatar Privilege Club. That actually goes through October 15th specifically. And as you know, transfer bonuses, or transfers, I should say, to Avios can then be passed throughout the Avios program. So if you're looking at something and right now you're seeing, oh, you could transfer points to British Airways for that, well, maybe you might want to take advantage of this 40% transfer bonus to Qatar Avios. And then once it's in Qatar Avios, you can very easily transfer it over to British Airways. But now you unlock this 40% transfer bonus as an example. There is also a 20% transfer bonus from Rove Miles to Air France KLM. We haven't talked a ton about Rove Miles. I do want to get them on the show in the future here to unpack a little bit more because they're gaining a lot more popularity because that one goes through October 22nd, but they do have another transfer bonus of 20% to Finnair Plus that goes through the end of the year. And then lastly, Capital One Miles has a 30% transfer bonus to JAL. We mentioned this last week when we learned about them adding them as a transfer partner, and that's going through October 22nd. So again, we have the transfer bonus calculator on our website. Use that if you want to get a little bit more help on figuring out the math and not have to figure out the math to using your transfer bonuses. And we also have the point redemption calculator, which very simply helps you do the math to figure out, depending on what the cash price is for what you're looking to book, how many points you need, and the possible taxes and fees, what's the value that you're getting per point, and the percentage likelihood that you should book it. Now, this has been a little bit skewed as things have changed a little bit as far as the likelihood or the percentage of likelihood that you should book or shouldn't book. At the end of the day, you don't have to rely on that. The math will tell you the value of cent per point, and whether you want to get 2 cents of value or you're trying to get 10 cents of value, you can make that decision yourself. But those are our two calculators. Those have been on our site for years now that many people aren't aware of, but wanted to make sure that you were as you listen to our show. With that, we're going to wrap this one up. Hope you guys have a fantastic week as always. Always want to give thanks to all of you listeners, the conversation that we have in the WhatsApp community, the feedback, the conversation, all the things that you guys throw back my way for what I throw out to you. I greatly appreciate it. Each and every one of you for listening to the show. And don't forget to like, leave a rating, leave a review, tell your friends, do all the things, and we will catch you in the next episode. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.